This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 22nd. God's word to you today is engage it. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Timothy 1, verse 18, from the Voice Translation, and it says, "My dear child, I'm placing before you a charge for the mission ahead. It is in total agreement with the prophecies once spoken over you. Here it is, with God's message stirring and directing you, fight the good fight." Freedom means, for everywhere you have been oppressed, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be liberty. It means your oppressors will be dismantled. Expect to be refreshed from everywhere you have toiled. God will orchestrate things to turn your sorrow into laughter. Expect to be limitless where you once were limited. This is God's word to you. Isaiah 65 verse 21 from the King James Version says, "And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. And mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands." For every prophetic word, there is a God part and there is a man part. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18 from the King James Version says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." Here, Paul is telling Timothy something we began to talk about yesterday, and it is this. Great prophecies have been spoken over you. You need to war with those prophecies. Prophecies are tools for engagement. In other words, everywhere you see anything that resembles bondage, you confront it and say, "It is freedom, and it will be so in Jesus' name." At some point, God told me to pray that when I count my people, that none will be missing. I immediately broke out in sweat, and we obeyed and raised that prayer. That year, there were at least 5 cases where I had to bring God's word back to Him. Thank God every one of them is still alive today. But that is what prophecies are for. We are to wage warfare with the prophecies that God has given us. We are to enforce the prophecies. It is important that we understand the workings of God's prophetic word of freedom for us. Job 22, verses 22 to 29 from the King James Version says, "Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away any iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as stones of the brooks. Yes, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, There is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person." Let us pray. Father, I pray that God Almighty shall be my delight and my defense. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.